I don't like the date. I hate it because it took my husband from me. It's something, when it comes round, it is really hard to deal with. It's etched on my brain. The Monday night, he'd been to a jamming session at Billingham, and then he came home, and it was about 9:45. I said, do you want some supper, yeah? And he had some supper, and that night I went to bed. And the last time I spoke to him, it was 3:30. And I woke up with a start. For 7 o'clock it was, I looked at the clock. It was absolute, you know, a bolt, as though something was wrong. It was the colour. I looked at it and I thought, no, what? I'm in a nightmare here. I'll wake up. And then I got out of bed and I started shouting his name, Ronnie, 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 Ronnie. And then I touched him and it was like touching a piece of ice. So I went into the phone and got the ambulance. I spoke to the woman and I can remember her saying to me, you're going to have to go in there and tell me his status. I said, I can't. I had to go back in and I had to shake my husband. I didn't want her to tell her to. She shouldn't have told me to go back in there. She should have waited. And that was the awful part, because that I remember how he looked then and how he felt. And just 3:30 the previous night, I'd felt he was warm and cuddly, and I'd just kissed him. And a few hours later, there he was, and he was cold. And that coldness, that's the awful thing about when you look at anybody that's died, it's the coldness. It's, you know, it's not there, that there's just something else there. And from then on, it was just absolute. Everything went mad, I think, just mad. He was out playing his guitar. I mean, it's a matter of hours. How can somebody just go like that? That can't happen. They said, are we going to call? And I thought, who do I call? Simple thing, who do I call? The ambulance woman said, you must tell your daughter. And so I had to, she rang the number for me. And our Ellie, my granddaughter, she's 14, she picked the phone up and she said, hello, Nana, how you doing? Where's Grandad? Because he normally took her to school. And I said, just put Mummy on the phone. And so I had to say, it's your dad. Your dad's died. And all I heard was screaming. And I couldn't be there for her. She came running in and she went straight into the bedroom, screaming, you know, Dad, wake up. That white, I'll always remember that. In my life, I've been loved, and he's loved me. And some days is better than others, but there's some days there's just this void.